bet I will. Thanks to Mrs. Griffith's class for that introduction. And thanks to all of our viewers for joining us today. Let's go ahead and get to the headlines. First up, the U.S. presidential election. After Tuesday's contests, we know the nominee. The Democratic nominee, President Obama, has gotten enough delegates to officially clinch his party's nomination. Not a real surprise there. The big question is, which Republican candidate will the president be facing off against? Still don't know the answer to that, but we do know that former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is more than halfway there. He won all three Republican primaries on Tuesday in Wisconsin, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. Now, Romney has more than half of the 1,144 delegates it takes to win the Republican Party's nomination. He has more than double the delegates of his closest competitor, that's Rick Santorum, but the former U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania says he's planning to stay in the race. Parts of Texas are beginning to clean up after being hammered by severe weather on Tuesday. Reports say it started with a massive hailstorm in the Dallas area. That was followed by scenes like this. The National Weather Service says between 6 and 13 tornadoes might have touched down in North Texas. At least 150 homes were destroyed. More than 100 planes were damaged at the Dallas airport. But incredibly, as of yesterday afternoon, there were no reports of any deaths. The Dallas mayor called it a miracle. And here's how two of the people who lived through this severe weather described their experience.
You ducked into the corner of the room over there. You couldn't make it out by the windows. Covered yourself in blankets.
Blankets and pillows and the ottoman. And the wind was pulling that cover back. And I was pulling it, trying to hold on to it. And I just saw debris, glass flying, glass breaking.
Debris was flying. And we were trying to decide where to go. And about that time, she said, look behind us, and a third tornado formed behind us, but it hadn't touched down. And about 3 minutes after that, the siren started sounding, and a guy came over our siren there in South Fort Worth, Burleson area, and he said, tornado warning, take cover, all of Tarrant and Johnson County. And we were looking dead in the eyes, two funnel clouds that had touched down only about an eighth of a mile from us.
Relief groups already working to help out the people affected by these tornadoes in Texas. The Red Cross, the Salvation Army, Team Rubicon, the organization in our CNN Heroes report earlier this week. If you want to find out how you can help, go to the Spotlight section on our homepage and click on the Impact Your World link.
Just the facts. Syria is a Middle Eastern country that was once part of the Ottoman Empire. It became an independent nation in 1946. It's been run by the same family for more than four decades. Hafez al-Assad was president from 1970 to 2000. Then his son, Bashar al-Assad, took over. Since 1979, the U.S. government has considered Syria a sponsor of terrorism.
The crisis going on in Syria right now started in part because the al-Assad family has ruled the country for so long. More than a year ago, people started protesting against the government and calling for change there. Bashar al-Assad responded to those protests with force, and the United Nations says at least 9,000 people have died in the violence since then. That includes at least 54 people who were reportedly killed across Syria yesterday. You can see smoke from the artillery fire in this YouTube video. The Syrian government has consistently blamed the violence on armed terrorists. While the initial protests were mostly peaceful, some opposition members have taken up arms against the government. President al-Assad has agreed to a peace plan that would end the violence. One of the first steps in the plan would be for Syrian military forces to leave populated cities. Representatives from the United Nations are heading to Syria to monitor the ceasefire. They're expected to arrive sometime today.
Today's shout-out goes out to Ms. Cox, journalism students at El Dorado High School in El Dorado, Arkansas. The Masters Golf Tournament is played on what course every year? You know what to do. Is it Pebble Beach, Augusta National, St. Andrews, or Bethpage Black? You've got 3 seconds. Go. Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia hosts the Masters every year. That's your answer, and that's your shout out.
The Masters tees off today, but it's not the only reason Augusta National is in the news this week. When the private club opened in 1932, the founders decided that membership would only be open to men. Now some people are pushing the club to open its doors to women. Club says it won't discuss membership matters, but Patrick Snell is talking about the dilemma.
The Augusta Clubhouse is one of the famous sites in golf. The private, male-only club is believed to have around 300 members at any one time, and membership is by invitation only. The last four CEOs of IBM, one of the main tournament sponsors, were all invited to join. The question is, will that still be the case for the company's current and first ever female CEO, Virginia Romity?
Is it discrimination? Possibly, but I think at this point that they deserve the right to be able to determine what they want to do in their own club.
Oh, I think definitely females should be given the opportunity. I mean, this is 2012, and women are allowed to do everything else. So,
in 2003, women's rights campaigner Martha Burke led a protest outside the grounds of Augusta National, with Burke adamant that hosting the Masters at a male-only club was tantamount to endorsing sexism. But her effort to pressure the club to change its mindset proved unsuccessful.
If the club chooses to be all male, I think they should be honest about it and say that, because they actually are an all-men's club, but they never say they're an all-men's club. They just say membership practices are private and we happen not to have a women. And that does sort of rub me the wrong way.
In 2006, when Billy Payne became chairman here, he announced that there was no specific timetable to address the whole issue of female memberships. Now, it's possible that Mrs. Romity has been invited to join, but it really is difficult to know for sure because the club simply doesn't comment on its membership policies. Patrick Snell, CNN, Augusta, Georgia.
So it's a private club, which means it can choose not to let women join. Should it? While Augusta's leadership wrestles with the decision of whether to invite IBM's female CEO, we'd like you to consider your thoughts about this and share them with us at CNNStudentNews.com. One big rule we have, we only publish first names, so please, no classes, no last initials. Here's your chance to do the talking to me. Our friends at iReport have set up an interview with yours truly, and you are asking the questions. Here's what you do. Record yourself on a video camera, just like we did. Make your question 15 seconds or less, and then head to CNNStudentNews.com in the spotlight section. You'll find a link that says iReport. Carl Azus wants to hear from you, because I do. Upload your video, wait for our response. Deadline is less than 2 weeks away. Every week, these California sixth graders do community service helping clean up a lake downtown. Usually find tennis balls or trash. But last week, the lake turned into Treasure Island. Look at this. Watches, gold and silver chains, antique jewelry. The students figured it was stolen and turned it in. If the rightful owners don't claim the treasure in 90 days, the students, or really their school, get it.
Do you hope that the owners are found, or do you hope that you get to keep the stuff that you found?
Well, I think it would be great if the owners were found, because I know what it's like to like lose something, probably not that valuable, but and it's great when it's returned to you. So it would be really nice if the owners were found, but if they aren't found, then it would, if it went to the school, that would be also cool.
More library books.
Well, before we go, if you need a place for your pet to stay while the family goes on vacation, we're guessing Max and Whiskers wouldn't mind spending the week here. It's a pet resort in Dubai. Art on the walls and private suites, plasma TVs in every room, personal butler service is optional. There's a water oasis to splash in, a fully equipped gym. Forget the dogs and cats. This is where we want to go. Maybe you don't want to be separated from your pet, but if you have to, that place certainly wouldn't be your last resort. Just one little pun today. We're saving up for something special tomorrow. We'll see you then. I'm Carl Azus for CNN Student News.